country sure as hell's been going down the drain. We know what we need. We know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. Don't you just love that name? I'll keep the USA and y'all can keep the shame.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen. And please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We have a special guest for the women's room today, Dabney Port. With over 15 years' experience in working with families and children, Dabney is passionate in advocating and educating parents in positive parenting. As her online success has grown, she has found herself increasingly concerned with the lack of parenting taking place when it comes to online safety and education. The ability that all of us have to take word-of-mouth global is taking place in the lives of our children, and as parents, we must educate ourselves and our youth on the safety and privacy issues surrounding online activities. Dabney is here to help, to guide us, and give us tips on how we can all keep our children safe online. You can find Dabney at DivaCoachDabney.com. That's DivaCoach, D-A-B-N-E-Y.com. Welcome to the show, Dabney.
Well, hello, Bruce. Thanks for having me. I love that you have a woman's room over here.
Well, we've just started, and as you know, your partner in crime, Britt, was on last week.
Oh, she's my yin to my yang.
Well, if you are half as funny and terrific as her, I will consider myself blessed twice
well,
in a row.
Well, then you are a blessed Bruce.
Thanks for having me.
And I want to let everybody know, I've connected with you early on, but certainly through your dad chat, which mm-hmm. rocks.
Thank you.
I love seeing a supportive place for men and fathers because I think so often people don't remember that you guys are 50% of the parenting. You're not babysitting, you're parenting.
Thank you. That's why I called the subheading of my book, We Are Half the Equation.
That's why I said it.
All right, the check is in the mail, Dabney.
No, I love what you're doing, Bruce. Rock on.
Thank you. Well, you did something that challenged me. In our last dad chat, we had a best photo contest. Mm-hmm. And I just thought blithely and innocently, no big deal. Let's just share each other's photos through Twitter, which you, of course, can do with links. And we're starting to do this, and everybody's sending up photos of their kids. And all of a sudden, Dabney sweeps in and says, wait a minute, I'm not so sure this is a good thing. And it raised right on the spot, live, the fact that, well, what are the issues of online safety? And I had to react literally instantaneously, and I could either be defensive or I could pay attention. And I thought, well, let's listen to what this woman has to say. First of all, I know she knows what she's talking about. I know she's not there to be disruptive, only to be helpful. And it basically stopped that part of the chat, and it went in a different direction. We kept going on with the contest, but it raised a very important issue. And the contest basically went offline mostly. People sent me emails, and the winner was announced later, and I got that person's specific permission to post the picture, which was of an older kid, and it was in no way all that revelatory. But you took a courageous stand, and I so respected it. Why don't you tell us why it's so important, Dabney?
Well, you know, one of my, you know, first of all, Diva Coach Dabney, that website is for my coaching business. I usually work with women, and I should have a men's room, right? And a diva is a woman who's prepared to walk in her greatness, somebody who's ready to just rock out her life.
I'm glad you clarified that, because diva to me is misleading.
Yeah, diva is like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
But people love it, and it's worked, and it's got, you know, people connect to that word in so many different ways. But the thing is, you know, as I grew my business online, I became very well-versed, as we all have. If we have been successful growing our business online, we obviously have learned so much. The number one thing I've learned in is my tagline is word of mouth has gone global. I can bring your brand into the conversation.
Beautiful.
Well, word of mouth has gone global, and you don't want to bring your children's pictures into the conversation or your children's life or their safety, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when I saw those pictures going out, you know, because I love everybody there, and people who don't know social media should certainly try to check into Dad Chat, because it is, you do get a sense of feeling that you're in a private room, don't you?
Oh, indeed. And it's an equal opportunity chat with just as many moms as dads, by the way, as you
well
know.
And so whoever is in a chat at any time, what I've noticed over the last 2 years of doing social media manners is, which is, you know, the other chat I do, people forget that even though we're only talking to each other in one stream because we use the hashtag which separates out all the tweets, everybody globally can see what you're saying, see what you're sending, and see what you're doing.
Permanently.
Once they see what you're sending and what you're doing, they can hit your profile, then they can go to Facebook, then they can go to here, then they can go to Google, they can get a picture of my deck on Google Maps, you know, mm-hmm. the satellite. So putting one picture out when Mr. Pedophile is sitting behind his computer, which, you know, those, you know, I worked with sexually abused children for years, sexual predators are sexually attracted to young children. Or mm-hmm. and different kinds of children, some girls, some boys. But just like a man, a heterosexual man is attracted to a woman, a pedophile is attracted to a child, period. Mm-hmm. So when they see those pictures, if they see it, you're just opening the door to so much danger. I mean, this could be a two-hour easy conversation about online safety with children. So I'm not here to kind of educate on the hows. But what I want everyone to know is my biggest concern is whenever I approach this subject on my Facebook page, which has almost 5,000 people on it and mostly parents, and I talk about children and online safety, they get so defensive, like Wayne was talking about before, mm-hmm. that they don't hear what I'm saying. They don't hear that you have to learn so that you can educate. You know, discipline comes from the word to scare, which means to educate. Punishment comes from pune, which means to harm, humiliate. So certainly we want to educate, right? So we need to educate, but we can't educate what we don't know. And the most common answers I get from parents are, I don't have time. Oh, social media is for kids. Well, reading his Facebook page would be like reading his diary.
You bet.
Well, first of all, answer to that is when you were told to potty train your children and the doctor wanted to teach you some things on how to do it and you wanted to educate your child on how to use, you know, to be potty trained, did you tell your doctor you didn't have time? I mean, right? And
yes,
when we say, you know, it's like reading the diary, I'm like, well, first of all, diaries are fabulous tools. Get them one. Facebook is not a diary. If they're using it that way and you think they are, more concerning is that you're not educating them on why that's not appropriate.
It's right? It's certainly not a private diary. It's public.
Well, everything they put online can be seen forever. I mean, they're all being archived down in Washington. You know, all our tweets, every Facebook post. And just because you have a private wall doesn't mean that they're not going out virally somewhere. You just have no guarantees. And our children, our teens, especially going into, you know, college and then the job market in the future, they could very well be sabotaging their careers right now without even knowing it. And most people think that being their friend on Facebook is enough. But you know, right, Bruce, that they can go in and change their settings to make daddy see something
yes,
in a different
yes.
way than everybody else. Most parents don't even know that. Back to get educated so you can educate.
I have a whole theory about being friends with your kids on Facebook, which I'd like to share with you. Can you stay over for the next segment?
Sure.
Okay, because this is too important, and frankly, it's a lot more
wow,
important.
Wow, that was going to be over already?
Yeah, believe it or not.
Oh, no, I have way too much to say, right, Bruce?
No, we're going to do a whole show. Let's just do a dedicated show to this issue. I'm serious. I would love to do it.
Oh, in the future?
What? No, I mean in the future. We'll do a whole show.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, and you can bring in some guests and stuff, but we'll be right back with another short segment with Dabney. Hang on, everyone, after these messages.
The positive, eliminate the negative. On to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.